Keep the Faith by Anna Tejano. Chapter 2. Every time my two best friends, Rain De Castro and Maya Constantino, dropped by my place unannounced, it usually meant something bad happened to one of us. The last time I found them waiting for me was on the night my ex-boyfriend dumped me. Before that, because Rain had a row with her then best friend, now boyfriend, Mark Velasco, and we spent the day consoling her. So when I found them sitting by my front door, I panicked a little, thinking that one of us was going through another crisis. But they burst out laughing in the midst of their conversation, and Maya squealed when she saw me. She jumped up from her spot and ran to me with arms wide open. "What are you doing here?" I asked, after I let them in my tiny apartment. "We wanted to surprise you, silly." Rain dropped on her usual spot on my couch. "Where were you?" "I was at work. If I had known you guys would be here, I would have clocked out earlier." "Then what's the point of the surprise?" Maya asked in mock exasperation. "And you better stop channeling Rain. There's only one who can be a workaholic among us." "Hey," Rain protested as I laughed, but she didn't deny what Maya said. As a manager at an IT firm, 12-hour workdays were regular for her, and sometimes she even worked on weekends. She would complain about it at times, but I think she secretly loved her job. I had kept in touch with my friends while I was away, but nothing beat seeing them and hearing all of these in person. "I was planning to go to your place tonight, Rain. You know, where the celebrations usually happen. My place is more like the Sorrow Den or something." "Sorrow Den?" Maya repeated, wrinkling her nose. "Can't you think of a better term? That sounded kinky, Faith." The doorbell interrupted us before I could respond. I opened the door to Mark, who was carrying boxes of pizza. "Welcome back, Faith," he greeted me with a huge grin. Once he was inside, he put the boxes on the table and immediately went to Rain for a kiss. Maya groaned. "You guys, I love you and I love that the two of you are together, but really, it's been more than a year and you guys should be done with the honeymoon stage." I had expected them to kiss, so I busied myself with arranging the food to avoid seeing them. Not that I didn't like them for each other. Like Maya, I was happy for the two of them, after almost a decade of dancing around their feelings. It had been about damn time, and they'd been going strong. But just because I loved them didn't mean I wanted to be privy to these things. I picked up a slice of cheese pizza, my favorite, and shoved it to Maya. "Quit complaining and kiss this pizza." She took the slice from me, grumbling under her breath, while Rain and Mark laughed. The couple settled on the floor in front of us. "And here we were hoping you'd learn to eat meat again while you were away," Rain remarked. I shook my head, chewing happily. I hadn't had my favorite pizza in months. "Nope, still vegetarian." It was a decision our family made after Dad's cholesterol levels became worrisome. It hadn't been too hard of a switch for me, because I never really liked pork. But my friends still teased me about it, even if they benefited by getting my share of bacon whenever we dined out. My only vices had been whittled down to grease and cheese. Despite the general cheerfulness in the air, there was some sort of unease from my friends. I was familiar with this because everyone at work acted the same way around me too. I don't know if other Catholic nonprofit organizations were the same, but we had a very relaxed work environment. Everyone treated each other like family, which made work a lot more fun, but it also meant that everyone knew everything about everyone, to the point that it was almost impossible to separate your professional and personal life. So naturally, everyone at work knew about the breakup, and, like April, they were extra careful not to mention it. Exactly what my friends were doing right now. "So, what's happening?" My voice sounded too bright and perky in the small room. "Between now and yesterday?" Maya asked, raising an eyebrow. I cringed, remembering that I had talked to them yesterday before I boarded my flight back to Manila. But since I had already started, I decided to continue. "How's James?" Silence descended as soon as I said my ex's name. It felt weird, too, almost like I lost the right to say it. My friends exchanged glances, and I immediately felt bad for subjecting them to all of this discomfort. But they should know I would ask that, or that his name could come up in our conversations, not just because we were in a relationship, but also because he was Rain's cousin. At least I brought it up first rather than them skirting around his name, right? Maya reached out to touch my arm. We don't have to talk about him if it's weird for you, Faith.
No!
My voice went up an octave higher, and everyone shifted uneasily. I took a deep breath and backtracked. I mean, it's not weird. It's okay. I just want to know how he is. They exchanged looks again and was quiet until Rain let out an almost imperceptible sigh. She looked at me, her expression gentle. James is fine. Don't worry about him, she said. You're more important. How are you?
I'm fine, I repeated.
I'm okay. Really. Maya crossed her arms, and one of her eyebrows slowly went up. I knew that look. Rain called it Maya's shrink face, the one we joked that she wore all day, working as a therapist. She was good at her job, thanks to her uncanny ability of reading facial expressions, tones, and body language. Rain was usually the recipient of this look, and now I realize how uncomfortable it was to be under Maya's scrutiny. Did you cut your hair? Maya asked. I shook my head, my ponytail swishing behind me. I didn't have time. Well, did you do something for yourself there? Shop? Get a tattoo? Jump off a cliff? Rain whispered something to Mark. They both leaned back, amused expressions on their faces. No, no, and no. Who had the time to do that there? I rolled my eyes. And why are you asking? Don't you know the rules of what people do after a breakup? You have to have your hair cut, at least. Or do something completely radical, because you need a change. I chuckled despite myself, and that sting I felt from Maya's pointed questions faded. How cliche is that? I don't want to be one of those girls who can't move on from her ex-boyfriend. Maya stared at me, and then finally sighed. Her expression softened, and her tone relaxed. More of a friend now, less of a shrink. How are you really, Faith? I'm fine, I reiterated for the nth time that day. I just wish I could talk to him so I could clear the air and stuff. And then, she scoffed, whatever he says won't make him less of a jerk for breaking up with you like that. Maya, I warned, glancing at Rain. Her cheeks had turned red as she chewed her bottom lip. She saw me glance at her, so she tried to hide her face on Mark's shoulder. Since the breakup, she hadn't commented on her cousin's behavior. Maya, on the other hand, had been far less forgiving. She was so angry at James that it was as if he had broken up with her. I appreciated her empathy, but I thought it was a little too much and unnecessary. I wasn't even angry at James. I still had questions, but at least he had the decency not to break up with me over text. Or cheat on me. I just want closure, okay? I said. Is that so bad? But what is closure for you? What will you do after you find out? I don't know, I sighed. I haven't thought that far enough yet. I don't know how to do this, Maya. We were together for 5, almost 6 years. He's my first true love. What do I know about breakups? Well, what do I know about relationships? She retorted good-naturedly, and then laughed the comment off. But not before I caught a hint of sadness in her eyes. Rain and I exchanged glances, her brows furrowed with concern. It hit me that, for all the conversations we've had with Maya about our love lives, she hardly talked about hers. We knew there was this guy in her past that she didn't like talking about, but that was it. When was the last time she had been out on a date? But that's why I'm a shrink, Maya continued, her tone bright and cheery again. And my professional advice to you, Faith, free of charge, is first to purge. Get rid of the James stuff you still have, especially this jacket. She picked up said jacket that was draped on the side of the couch. What? I like this jacket, I said, taking it from her. I ran my hand over the embroidered letters on its sleeve. It has the date of your anniversary and your initials, she replied dryly. It was a dark green custom-made jacket that James gave me for our first year together. It looked like our alma mater's jacket. But instead of the school logo, it had our initials and the date we became official. My friends thought it was terribly cheesy, but I thought it was sweet of James to come up with this. He was good at that. Random little gifts and surprises,
And that's why my room and my apartment were littered with things that he had given me in the last 5 years. The jacket was my favorite since I got cold easily. I had worn the jacket so many times that it was a little faded and frayed in some parts, but it was comfortable and still kept me warm, and I didn't have any other jacket to replace it. I didn't want to replace it. "Maya, quit it," Rain finally said. She leaned her elbows on the table, her eyes imploring. "Let's believe Faith, okay? If she has a problem, she'll tell us. Right?" I nodded at Rain gratefully as I put the jacket down, noting how uncomfortable she looked. Mark had remained quiet the entire time, his cheerfulness subdued, affected by the mood of his girlfriend. I felt uncomfortable and guilty too. I didn't want Rain to be caught in the middle of my mess. I didn't want anyone stuck in the middle, because it didn't have to be that way. They were my friends even before I got together with James. Just because things changed for me that night didn't mean everything had to change, especially with them. I was certain, despite my ex's connections with them, that they all had my back. This episode was sponsored by Kiss and Cry by Mina V. Esquerra. A figure skater and a hockey player meet again after 10 years in a relationship that never happened. But they'll get their second chance right now, thank you. Available on Amazon, Apple Books, Kobo, Google Books, and other retailers worldwide. Keep the Faith by Anna Tejano. Text copyright, Anna Tejano. Narrated by Jade Albert. Produced by Tanya Arpa and Mina V. Esquerra. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Links to subscribe and buy the books are on romancepodcast.com.